弟兄姊妹晚安。
Your speakers are getting too old.
你们的讲员已经有点老了。
For Brother Godwin, we need this special light. For me, we need special microphone.
孙弟兄需要特别的灯，我需要一个特别的mic。
May the Lord help us tonight as we trust Him and to release His Word.
愿我们信靠主，今天晚上来释放他的话语。
We'd like to turn to the first chapter of the book of Revelation.
请打开启示录第一章。
And read together this first revelation of the testimony of Jesus.
我们来看关于耶稣基督见证的启示。
We'll begin in verse 12.
从12节开始。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash.
我转过身来，要看是谁与发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars.And out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength.
他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Therefore write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
所以你要把所看见和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
And then we want to turn to Zechariah chapter 4.
撒加利亚书第四章。
We begin in verse 1.
第一节。
Then the angel who was speaking with me returned and roused me as a man who is awakened from his sleep. And he said to me, What do you see? And I said, I see and behold a lampstand all of gold with its bowl on the top of it and its seven lamps on it with the seven spouts belonging to each of the lamps which are on the top of it.Also two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on the left side.
那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。他问我说，你看见了什么？我说，我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子，旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
Then I said to the angel who was speaking with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? And the angel who was speaking with me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my Lord.
我问与我说话的天使说，主啊，这是什么意思？与我说话的天使回答我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。
Then he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山呢，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we know in your last day,The Spirit is moving to recover the testimony of Jesus in the church.
主，我们知道在末后的日子，你的灵要来恢复，在你的教会恢复耶稣的见证。
How wonderful it is to have this opportunity to be together to study these matters.
这是何等的祝福，我们能够一同来查考这件事。
Encourage our hearts to be faithful to the end.
愿你来激励我们的心能够忠心到底。
And to gain the reward that you desire to give your dear children.
来得你所招你亲爱的孩子们所要得的奖赏。
We ask that your spirit would help us to speak and would quicken our tired bodies to be able to hear.
我们求你的灵来帮助我们来说，也来让我们的灵活过来，来听。
And because we are speaking on this matter of the testimony of Jesus, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our whole time together and of us as well.
因为我们在这里传讲耶稣的见证，我们求主耶稣的宝血能够遮盖我们在这边的聚集。
Thank you, Lord, for your great help and encouragement to us.
感谢主，你对我们一切的恩惠和鼓励。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着耶稣基督宝贵的名求。Amen.
Last time we saw that the Lord raised up the Apostle John, he whom Jesus loved, for a special end-time ministry.
我们前面提到，神在末后的时代特别兴起了他所爱的门徒，使徒约翰。
Even by the end of the first century AD, the church was beginning to lose sight of the spiritual reality of Jesus in their midst.
甚至在一世纪的末了，教会就已经开始失去了看见耶稣基督在他们中间的见证。
We all at the beginning of something may sense that vital spiritual reality within what we're doing, but after a time, outward things begin to take precedence.
一开始的时候，我们都能够看见那个属灵的实际在我们的中间。但是一段时间以后，慢慢的，我们的事工就开始取代耶稣的见证。
And so John was raised up to speak to us again about the centrality of the life of Jesus in the midst of his people.
所以神就兴起使徒约翰，再次来提醒他的百姓见证的中心意义。
And so we have been speaking of this matter of the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们在这里一直传讲耶稣基督的见证。
Now John...bore the testimony of Jesus in his life.
约翰用他的生命在那里承担耶稣的见证。
So when our dear brother spoke, there was something transcendent and glorious about the word of God that he spoke.
所以当我们的弟兄开口说话的时候，他的话语带着一个超越的，一个能够改变人生命的一个大能。
And when you beheld our elder brother John,You saw some character in him that was of the divine nature.
当你要来看我们的老弟兄的时候，他的生命里边，他的性格里边，彰显出那个属神的那个性情。
He was beloved of the saints.
他是蒙圣徒所爱的。
But he was persecuted by the world.
却是为这个世界所逼迫的。
Nothing is more fearful to the world.Than someone who bears the testimony of Jesus.
这个世界最惧怕的就是那位承担耶稣基督见证、彰显耶稣基督见证的人。
Just the presence of somebody who has that testimony exposes the lie of our own existence.
彰显耶稣基督见证的人能够把这个世界的谎言来戳穿。
And so the Lord spoke to our brother and said, write the Gospel of John.
所以我们的主就命令我们的使徒约翰写下约翰福音。
Share the testimony of Jesus with the world.
与这个世界来分享耶稣基督的见证。
What a simple yet profound work this gospel is.
约翰福音是何等简单却又是如此深奥的一本福音书。
If you'll turn to John in chapter 1,
如果我们翻到约翰福音第一章，
We just want to read a few passages of the more than 45 times John mentions the testimony and the witness.
他一共提到有超过45次耶稣的见证，我们现在就要看几处。
Some preachers preach Christ, but what they say seems narrow and small.
有些传道的人在传基督，但是他们所说的给人看见的基督却是那样的窄，那样的小。
But when John preached Christ, there was something large and glorious.
但是当约翰提到耶稣的时候却让我们看见一个伟大一个超越的基督。
We'll just pick up in chapter 1 verse 4.
我们就看第一章第四节。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
There was the true light, which coming into the world enlighteneth every man.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
We turn to the end of chapter 3 and verse 31.
我们翻到第三章最末了31节。
And Jesus is speaking of his testimony regarding God and man.
耶稣在这里做他的见证，为神所做的以及为人所做的。
Whenever we see his testimony, we see truth and light.
无论何时我们看见他的见证，我们看见真理，我们看见光。
Verse 31.
第31节。
He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all.
从天上来的是在万有之上。从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也属乎地。从天上来的是在万有之上。
What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has set his seal to this, that God is true.
他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
We remember in John chapter 18.
我们记得约翰福音十八章里。
Before Pontius Pilate.
在比拉多跟前。
Jesus stood as a carpenter, as a man.
耶稣作为一个木匠，作为一个人站在他的面前。
But Pilate, by his own observation, saw a king.
因为他由着他自己的观察，比拉多觉得耶稣是一个王。
We read verse 36.
我们读36节。
Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm.
耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战。使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。
Therefore Pilate said to him, So you are a king. And Jesus answered, You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And Pilate said, What is truth?
比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。比拉多说，真理是什么呢？
And so as we read the Gospel of John, we see the testimony of who God truly is and the testimony about who man truly is.
我们若读约翰福音，我们就看见耶稣见证神到底是谁，他也见证人到底应该是什么样子。
If the church can just rediscover the reality of who Christ is, this would recover them to the testimony.
如果教会能够真正的重新发现耶稣基督到底是谁，这样教会就能够恢复耶稣的见证。
John was a faithful servant.
约翰是一个忠心的使徒。
But even John needed some recovery.
但是就连约翰都需要被恢复。
And so he was given the visions in the book of Revelation.
这是为什么在启示录的时候神给了他这个意象。
When John saw the truth of who Jesus was, he fell down as a dead man.
当他看见耶稣的时候，他就在他脚前扑倒，像死了一样。
Even those who serve God and who know the Lord so intimately, there is so much more of His glory than we know.
就是那些殷勤服侍主的人，对他们来讲，神还有更多的需要被认识。
And John was told to write these visions down and give them to the church.In order to affect the recovery of the testimony of Jesus in the church.
使徒被命令要把所有这些意象写下来，为着要在教会来恢复耶稣的见证。
And so when we look back in Revelation chapter 1,
所以我们当回到启示录第一章的时候，
as John heard the mighty voice, he turned, and the first thing he saw were seven lampstands.
当使徒听见那个发声与他说话，他就转过身来，却看见七个灯台。
And just like Zechariah, he did not know what those seven lampstands were.
就像撒迦利亚一样，他不知道这七个灯台代表什么。
But he saw the Lord Jesus in the middle of the lampstand.
但是他却看见主耶稣自己在这个金灯台的中间。
And oh, what a glorious vision of Jesus he saw.
他实在是看见了一个荣耀的关于基督的意象。
And Jesus had to explain to him that these seven lampstands were the seven churches of Asia.
耶稣要向他解释说，这七个灯台就是亚细亚的那七个教会。
So each of those seven churches was a lampstand.
所以每一个教会都是一个金灯台。
Now we should ask the question, why is the church...on earth, symbolized by the lampstand.
我们要问这个问题，为什么地上的教会是用这个金灯台来代表？
And to understand this vision, we have to go back to Zechariah for just a moment.
为了能够明白，我们必须要回到撒迦利亚书。
You see the connection immediately between John and Zechariah.
你立即能够看见约翰与撒迦利亚之间的联系。
Because both men were dealing with the recovery of the house of God.
因为他们都是担负着恢复神见证，在神家里恢复见证的使命。
Zechariah was a prophet that helped to recover the house of God.
撒迦利亚是一位先知，他承担的责任要来恢复神的圣殿。
The children of Israel came back as a remnant to Jerusalem to build the temple.
神犹太人的余民回到耶路撒冷要来重建圣殿。
First, they built the brazen altar and they offered sacrifices.
他们首先恢复这个铜祭坛来献祭。
Then they laid the foundation of the house of God.
然后他们就把圣殿的根基立好了。
But even with that simple testimony, the enemy around them forced them to stop building the temple.
就是这样小的一个见证，仇敌就来强迫他们停工。
And they didn't know what to do.
他们就不知道该如何行。
And there was no building work.
没有再有继续的建造。
And then a vision came to young Zechariah.
然后年轻的撒迦利亚就看见了一个异象。
An angel woke him up from sleep, as it were.
他好像在睡觉，但是一个天使来把他叫醒。
And he said, "What do you see?"
就问他说，你看见了什么？
He said, "Well, I see lampstands."
我看见了纯金的灯台。
All of gold.
是纯金的。
And they have two olive trees that are feeding the oil into those lamps.
然后就有两棵橄榄树，他就把这个橄榄油来供给这个。
You see, and John also saw the lampstands and said, and in a sense, he had to have it explained to him the mystery of the lampstands.
约翰也同样看见了这个金灯台，而且呢，他需要得到解释这个灯台代表什么。
You see, the lampstand has the light of the lamp upon it of revelation.
我们知道这个金灯台上有光，代表着启示。
And we know it is impossible to recover the house of God apart from revelation.
我们知道没有启示，我们不可能恢复耶稣的见证。
What was missing that Zechariah needed to see?
那撒加利亚需要看见什么而没有在那个地方？
He saw those lampstands.
他看见了灯台。
And he said, "What do these mean, Lord?"
他就问说，主啊，这是什么意思？
And the Lord answered him, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit," says the Lord.
但是主却回答说，不是依靠势力。不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
And then the Lord revealed the testimony of Zerubbabel.
然后主就启示了关于所罗巴伯的见证。
Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple, and Zerubbabel will complete the top of the temple.
所罗巴伯已经立好了这个圣殿的根基，所罗巴伯也要把这个圣殿建筑完成，要把这个石头放在殿顶上。
You cannot build this house by your own strength, but the Spirit of God, through the testimony of Zerubbabel, will complete what he has begun.
靠着你自己的势力和才能，你没有办法建造，但是神的灵却要借着所罗巴伯来完成这个建造。
And so, as it were, the people were filled with the Holy Spirit and immediately began to build the temple of God.
因此神的百姓被圣灵充满立即动工他们就完成了圣殿的建造。
They needed that vision in order to build the house of God.
他们需要那个意象为着要来完成圣殿的恢复。
And John also needed this vision in order to build the house of God.
约翰同样需要看见这个意象为了来建造神的教会。
The house of God cannot be built except by seeing the testimony of Jesus.
神的家没有办法得到建立，除非我们看见耶稣的见证。
Jesus has begun the building, laying the foundation.
主耶稣已经立好了这个教会的根基。
Jesus will complete the work of his church.
耶稣也要完成建造他教会的事工。
It's the life of Jesus the church needs for recovery.
是耶稣的生命，使教会的能够恢复耶稣的见证。
And so we see in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation, these seven local churches, each a lampstand.
所以我们在启示录第二、第三章里边看见每一个教会都是那个金灯台。
And we have a phrase used twice in the English Bible.
英文的圣经里边有一句话重复两次。
Those who hold the testimony of Jesus.
那些承担耶稣见证的人。
I don't know if that's in the Mandarin version.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
不知道中文里边是不是有这个翻译。
But in chapter 12, verse 17, that's used.
在第12章17节那边是 and, 用英文是用耶稣的见证，中文是为耶稣做见证。
And also, if you'll just look at the chapter 19 and verse 10 again.
然后第19章第10节
we read,Then I fell at his feet to worship, but he said, Do not do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus.
然后我匍匐在他的脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的。
The church is a lampstand to hold Jesus the lamp.
耶稣教会是这个金灯台，他们要来举耶稣基督的生命。
A lampstand is here,But you can take the lamp and take it off it, or you can put it on it.
金灯台在这个地方，你可以把那个灯拿去，你也可以把它放回来。
And so we see what the church is.
所以我们看见教会到底是什么。
It is a means.
是一个方法。
Jesus in the center of the vision is what it's all about, but these lampstands are to lift up the testimony of Jesus.
耶稣在金灯台中间的耶稣是这个实际，金灯台的功用就是要把耶稣基督的生命彰显出来。
The church is just a vessel.
教会不过是一个器皿。
It's a means to an end.
是为了达到一个目的所用的方法。
It's a lamp to hold the light. I mean, it's a lampstand to hold the light.
是一个灯台，为着能够来支持这个灯。
Is that your definition of the church?
这个是不是你关于教会的定义？
How do you define the church?
你如何来定义教会？
I think most people would say, well, the church is the body of Christ.
大多数人都会说教会是耶稣，是基督的身体。
But talking about it in its nature, how would you define it?
但是如果说到教会的本质，你要如何说？
In defining the church, many people today look around at the present church situation and say, well, that's the church.
为了来定义教会，很多人就看一看现在教会的光景，然后就说啊，这个就这样子就叫做教会。
All of these divisions, all of these various groups.
所有这些不同的派别，所有的不同的
Even some groups who call themselves Christians, but they don't name the name of Christ.
甚至有些他们自称是基督徒的，但是他们都不提基督的名字。
And they say, oh, you've got to be practical today. That's just the way the church is.
有些人会说，我们要实际一点嘛，这个就是现在教会的样子。
Well, if you get your definition of the church by looking around, well, then that is the church.
如果你借着去看看周围教会的光景来得到你教会的定义的话，那对你来说就是教会。
But what is the church in God's thought?
但是对神来讲，到底教会应该是什么？
It's a golden lampstand.
是一个金灯台。
Now that's a beautiful thought.
这实在是一个美妙的意念。
Now have you ever considered the church as the golden lampstand?
你有没有曾经想过教会应该是那个金的灯台？
We just look at two verses in Exodus chapter 25.
我们一同来看出埃及记二十五章。
I don't want to do too much in Exodus because our brother Godwin is sharing a lot from there.
我不想说太多关于出埃及记的事，因为孙弟兄要提到出埃及记。
But just verses 31 and 32.
31节、32节、25章。
As it describes the lampstand.
在这边描述这个灯台。
Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand and its base and its shaft are to be made of hammered work. Its cups, its bulbs, and its flowers shall be of one piece.Six branches shall go out from its sides, three branches of the lampstand from its one side, and three branches of from the other side.
要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯、球、花都要连接一块垂出来。灯台两旁要插出六个枝子，这旁三个，那旁三个。
Now here is the church in God's thought.
这就是神在神的思想里边的教会。
First of all, pure gold.
首先是纯金。
Only that which is God, of God's nature is truly the church.
只有那些出于神本性的才是真的教会。
Only that which is truly the life of Jesus in his body is the church.
只有那些真正有耶稣生命的基督的身体才是教会。
And the second thing is,
第二个,
it's made out of one piece of gold.
是从一块的金子里边锤出来的。
I don't know if you realize this, but our Lord sees no division in the church.
我不知道你是不是意识到这一点，在我们主的眼光，教会不是分开的。
It's made of one piece of gold.
是由一块的金子锤出来的。
And it's also a piece of gold that's been beaten out.
而且这块金子是被锤出来的。
This is God's work by the Holy Spirit forging and making that lampstand.
这是神借着圣灵所做的工。
Now you can imagine the skillful worker who can take just one big hunk of gold and beat that with a hammer until it forms this, lampstand with these six sprouts in the top and everything is all made of one piece, beaten together, not glued, not soldered, just beaten into this one lampstand.
你可以想象那个用巧匠的手做这个工的那个弟兄，他就用一块那个大金子然后用锤子一点点把它敲出来，没有那种分割，然后用浆糊把它粘起来的这样的一个过程。
Now that's the church.
这就是教会。
Where you can always hear the hammer of the Holy Spirit beating something beautiful of glory.
你可以时常的可以听见圣灵在那边敲个声音，然后可以造出那个美好的东西。
And it's very important in the last days to define the church as God defines the church.
在这个末后的时代，特别重要的就是要用神的眼光来定义教会。
Because we see in his vision that Jesus standing in the midst of the seven lampstands.
因为我们在约翰的意象里边看见主耶稣基督是在这个灯台的中间。
Now we notice that none of those seven churches were perfect.
我们也注意到七个教会没有一个是完美的。
There is no perfect church upon this earth.
在这个地球上没有任何完美的教会。
But they were faithful in such a way that they could hold the testimony of Jesus in their particular location.
但是他们却是特别的，他们却是有忠心在那边，以至于耶稣基督的见证能够被维持。
Jesus has freely poured out his life into us by grace.
主耶稣靠着恩典把他的生命白白的赐给了我们。
And now Jesus is looking at the church to see if his life is being expressed.
然后主耶稣就来检查教会，看看他的生命是不是被活出来。
Freely we have received, freely we should give.
我们是白白的得来，我们也要白白的把它活出来。
Because he is the groom, is looking for a bride who is like him.
因为他是这个新郎，他在这个寻找一位像他的新娘。
But we see, when he looks at the seven churches, that there are issues in those churches that can affect the testimony of Jesus.
当他来检查这七个教会的时候，他看见了一些问题，这些问题要影响基督见证的彰显。
And that should instruct us that every gathering of God's people,Jesus has an issue that is essential for us to repent and recover in the testimony of Jesus.
这应该提醒我们，在每一个教会的里头都有一些问题是主耶稣要来对付的，我们是必须要悔改的。
The issues were different from group to group.
不同的团体有不同的问题。
Certainly we know that we love because he first loved us.
我们都知道我们爱是因为他先爱了我们。
That's first love.
这是起初的爱。
To have the love of God flowing through us by the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵，神的爱就能够从天上一直流，借着我们流通出去。
And now we love the Lord with first love.
然后我们就用这起初的爱来爱我们的主。
But if this is missing,
如果这一点不在的话，
then the testimony, is hurt.
然后这个见证就要受亏损。
And it needs to be recovered by repentance.
就要借着悔改来恢复这个见证。
Now each of the different churches has their own issue.
每一个教会都有他自己独特的问题。
Even those that are not told to repent have issues.
甚至那些没有被呼召要来悔改的，他们也有他们的问题。
We know the second church in Smyrna was a church going through great persecution.
我们知道第二个教会士美拿的教会，它是遭大逼迫的。
But Jesus was spoke to them about one issue there.
但是主耶稣仍然跟他们提到他们的一个问题。
He said, "I know that you say you are poor, but you are rich."
主耶稣说，我知道你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
You see, in the midst of their persecution, they have forgotten the riches of Christ in their midst.
在他们遭逼迫的患难里头，他们却忘掉了有主耶稣在他们的中间。
And even the church of Philadelphia, who was holding to the word of his patience,
甚至在腓拉铁菲的教会，他们在那边持守在主耶稣基督里边的忍耐。
But there was an issue.
但他们仍然有一个问题。
They knew that they were very weak.
他们知道他们是软弱的。
And God had opened a door of opportunity for them.
神已经给他们有一个开场的门。
But they were dwelling upon their weakness.
但他们却在自己的软弱上头打盹。
And Jesus was saying, "Go through the door that I have opened, and no one can shut."
主耶稣说，你们要从这个门敞开的门进去，是没有人能够关掉。
So each of the churches had different issues.
所以每一个教会都有他自己独特的问题。
And they were things that were causing the testimony of Jesus to flicker and not be clear.
所以这些问题都让耶稣基督的见证受到打扰，不能够完全的彰显。
And we see Jesus, our high priest, in our midst today.
所以甚至在今天我们看见主耶稣基督作为大祭司在我们的中间。
He commends the church for what they have done well.
他来赞扬那些做得好的教会。
But there's always usually some issue.
但通常都有一些问题。
Now those who have an ear to hear, hear what the issue is.
那些有耳可听的人，我们要来听听问题到底在哪里。
And it's different from one assembly to another.
对一个聚集来讲，他的问题可以跟另外一个聚集不一样。
Now, do you know what the Spirit is speaking to your assembly?
你有没有知道神在你们的聚会里边告诉你们的问题是什么？
He's saying something.
他在那边说话。
It may not seem important to you.
对你来讲，也许你觉得不是那么重要。
But spiritual issues have a domino effect. If one thing is not taken care of, it starts to knock down the other matters of testimony.
但是属灵的事情却有这种多米诺的效应，一件事情没有做好，它会引起一连串的反应。
And so it's very important to have such an ear if we would overcome.
如果我们愿意做得胜者的话，我们必须要有一个能听的耳朵。
If we do repent,
如果我们确实的悔改，
then the testimony of Jesus is recovered and continues to shine in this dark world.
主耶稣的见证就得以恢复，他的光就能够继续在这个黑暗的世界里边照明。
And if we hold the testimony of Jesus, there is great reward.
如果我们持守耶稣的见证，就有大赏赐。
Our Lord Jesus speaks to us very personally in the book of Revelation.
主耶稣在启示录里边对我们是以个人的方式来说话。
What does he say?
他说什么？
He says, I'm coming very soon.
他说我必快来。
Hold fast the testimony until I come.
你要持守这个见证直到我来。
If you hold fast the testimony,
如果我们持守他的见证，
oh, the reward is so great.
这个赏赐是如此的大。
He says, if you overcome, you will eat of the tree of life and the paradise of God.
得胜的人就必吃乐园生命树的果子。
He said, if you overcome, you will not be hurt by the second death.
如果你得胜的话，你就不会受第二次死的害。
He will give you the morning star.
他要把晨星赐给你。
And he will confess your name before his father.
他会在他父的面前承认你的名。
He will write on you the name of his God.
他会把他神的名写在你的额头上。
And he will grant you to sit with him on his throne.As he overcame and sat on his father's throne.
他会把赐你坐他的宝座，就如同他得了胜，坐在父的宝座上一样。
And all of that because you simply held up the testimony of Jesus.
所有这一切都是因为你简单的就是持守住他的见证。
And wherever your church gathers,
不论在何处教会聚集，
there's something glorious there.
就有一个非常荣耀的事情在你们的中间。
Something transcendent there.
就是那个超越的在你们的中间。
There is a throne there.
在你们的中间有神的宝座。
Oh, it's wonderful to visit such an assembly.
能够到这样的教会去看一看是何等美好的一件事。
God desires all of the churches to be a lampstand for this testimony of Jesus.
神的心意是要所有的教会都像金灯台一样在那边承担着耶稣的见证。
Now I just want to mention two other matters regarding the testimony of Jesus in the book of Revelation.
关于耶稣的见证，我要提到另外两处在启示录里边所讲的。
Now we are told to bear the testimony of Jesus, to hold the testimony of Jesus.
我们被告知来持守耶稣的见证是要来承担耶稣的见证。
But you know, I just want to share with you one thing that happens when you hold the testimony of Jesus.
我要告诉你有一件事情会发生，如果你真的在持守耶稣的见证。
When we hold the testimony of Jesus, He holds you.
当我们在持守耶稣见证的时候，他在那边保守你。
Now we know if we bear the testimony of Jesus, we will be persecuted.
我们也知道，如果我们承担了耶稣的见证，我们一定会遭逼迫。
When we read in the book of Revelation, it's very real, the opposition that we face.
我们读启示录的话，我们能够看见反对的力量是何等的实际。
If you'll just turn to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, we'll just note a few things in passing.
启示录二三章能够看见一些要发生的事。
If you bear the testimony of Jesus, you may experience having to deal with the synagogue of Satan.
如果你要持守耶稣的见证，你必须要面对一件事情，就是有撒旦一会的人。
Notice chapter 2 and verse 9.
第二章第九节。
I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
Or notice in chapter 3, verse 9.
第三章第九节。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you.
那撒旦一会的人，一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
Now that's two different churches there. One Smyrna and one Philadelphia, both smaller churches. And yet they face the opposition of what is called the synagogue of Satan.
这是在士美拿和推菲拉铁菲的教会，虽然是小的教会，但是他们却面临着同样的问题，就是要面对撒旦一会的人的迫害。
But notice the church of Pergamos. It faces Satan's throne.
注意到在别加摩的教会，他们更是有撒旦的座位在他们中间。
Look at verse 13.
第十三，二章十三节。
I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is.
我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。
And then in the church of Thyatira, in verse 24 of chapter 2.
二章二十四节，在推亚推拉教会。
We see that the church is facing the opposition of the teachings of the deep things of Satan.
我们看见教会面临着那些说撒旦深奥之理的人的反对。
Verse 24, but I say to you, the rest of you who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden on you.
至于你们推亚推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人。
We remember in chapter 2, and verse 13 that Antipas was martyred for his faith.
二章十三节那边提到忠心的见证人安提帕在他们中间被杀。
So we see that there's great opposition to the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们看见对耶稣基督的见证有一个极大的反对力量。
We're threatening the very lie of Satan.
他们在那边用撒旦的谎言来威胁。
But here is what happens to those who hold the testimony of Jesus.
这是对那些持守耶稣见证的人所要发生的事。
The Lord upholds you.
主亲自的保守你，托住你。
For those who hold the testimony of Jesus, Satan cannot touch unless God ordains.
那些持守耶稣见证的人，除非神的允许，撒旦没有办法摸到你。
Look in chapter 11, beginning in verse 1.
我们看十一章第一节。
Now here is this section about the two witnesses, testifiers.
这是关于那两个见证人的事。
Let's read this.
我们一起来读。
Then there was given me a measuring rod like a staff, and someone said, Get up and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it.Leave out the court which is outside the temple and do not measure it, for it's been given to the nations, and they will tread it underfoot, the holy city, for 42 months.
有一根苇子赐给我，当作量度的杖，且有话说，起来，将神的殿和祭坛，并在殿中礼拜的人都量一量，只是殿外的院子要留下不用量，因为这是给了外邦人的，他们要践踏圣城42个月。
And I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire flows out of their mouth and devours their enemies. So if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way.
我要使我那两个见证人穿着毛衣传道1260天，他们就是那两棵橄榄树、两个灯台，立在世界之主面前的。 若有人想要害他们，就有火从他们口中出来，烧灭仇敌。凡想要害他们的，都必这样被杀。
I know that you are amazed as you read the Gospels how people come to grab Jesus. But it says, but it wasn't his hour, and they couldn't do it. He somehow went away.
我知道你们也会觉得惊奇，在福音书里面有好多次那些人想来抓耶稣基督，但是主耶稣说我的时候还没有到，所以他就离开了。
It's because as he was bearing the testimony of God, God had his seal of keeping upon Jesus, and he could not be touched until the time was right.
因为他在那里肩负着承担着神的见证，所以当神的时间没有到的时候，神的印在那边保护他，没有人能够下手拿住他。
Now according to Revelation chapter 11,
根据启示录第十一章，
as we come more and more into the last days and growing tribulation,
当我们越来的临到这个最后的时间的时候，我们看见逼迫在增加。
In the midst of this tribulation, two witnesses will stand up, who are two lampstands.
在大灾难的里头，有两个见证人要兴起，他们就是那两个金灯台。
And they will bear a powerful witness.
他们要在那边有美好的见证。
And if anyone tries to kill them, they will be killed.
他们在那边有大能的见证，如果有人想杀他们，他们就要被杀。
Those who hold the testimony of Jesus as a lampstand are protected by God Himself.
那些高举神见证的人，他们自己被神所保护。
Now we know, after their witness and testimony was given, these two witnesses were killed by the Antichrist.
我们知道到最后他们见证完成了以后，这两位见证人被敌基督所杀。
Notice in verse 11.
第十一节。
Verse 7 of chapter 11.
第十一章第七节。
When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes out of the abyss will make war with them, overcome them, and kill them.
他们做完见证的时候，那从无底坑里上来的兽必与他们交战，并且得胜，把他们杀了。
After they have finished their testimony.
在他们已经做完见证的时候。
You and I have a testimony to bear.
你和我，我们都要有一个见证要做。
Until that testimony has been completed.
直到那个见证做完的时候。
God keeps your life.
神会保守你的生命。
You remember when Paul was shipwrecked.
你记得保罗曾经遇见船坏的事。
And the soldiers, the Roman soldiers thought that everybody was going to lose their life.
罗马士兵认为每个人都要丧命。
But an angel came and spoke to Paul.
天使来对保罗说。
And said, you must bear testimony before Caesar.
你必须要在凯撒面前为我做见证。
And Paul realized he couldn't be killed.Until his mission was accomplished.
所以保罗就认识到当他的使命完成之前他不可能去世。
So he told everybody on ship, don't worry, don't worry. We'll all be safe. I have to get to Rome.
所以他就跟船上每一个人讲说不要担心不要担心我们不会死的我必须要到罗马去。
Now are you so sure of the Lord's protection?
你是不是对神的保守这件事情有那么一种肯定的
I tell you, if you bear the testimony of the Lord, then Satan cannot touch you.
我告诉你，如果你在那边持守神的见证，基督的见证，撒旦没有办法摸你的。
We see, to me, it's the most incredible story.
对我来讲，这是一个实在令人难以相信的故事。
As the book of Revelation moves further toward the climax of the end time,
当启示录里边越来越来到末后的那个高峰的时候，
We see Satan chasing after the Lord's people.
我们看见撒旦在那边追赶神的百姓。
Let's just look at verse 15 of chapter 12.
我们来看十二章十五节。
Now Satan is the devil, the dragon, the serpent.
撒旦就是那个魔鬼，就是那个龙，就是那个蛊蛇。
Satan can take one third of the stars out of the sky by his power.
他有能力把天上的星三分之一都带下来。
But when he is in the great war in heaven and he is overcome and thrown down upon the earth, what does Satan do?
当他在天上打了败，被摔到地上来的时候，他跟他的使者要做什么？
He spends his time chasing after God's people. Who hold the testimony of Jesus.
他就花他所有的时间来追赶那些持守耶稣见证的百姓。
Just clay vessels.
就是那些用尘土所造的百
姓。Little people.
就是很小的人。
These are no kings. These are no emperors. These are no big shots.
不是那些君王，不是那些将军。
The only thing they're doing wrong is they're bearing the testimony of Jesus.
只有一件事情他们好像做的不合适，就是他们在那边为耶稣做见证。
So let's just read this, verse 15.
我们就读十五节。
Then the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman said that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out of his mouth. So the dragon was enraged with the woman.And went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
蛇就在妇人身后从口中吐出水来像河一样要将妇人冲去地却帮助妇人开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水龙向妇人发怒却与他其余的儿女征战这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
Why is he running after these children?Who hold the testimony of Jesus.
为什么龙要在那边追逐那些守神诫命为耶稣做见证的神的儿女呢?
Well, we find out back in verse 11.
然后我们在11节我们就看见了这个原因。
It's because these little children overcame Satan.
而是因为这些神的儿女他们胜过了撒旦。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb,And because of the word of their testimony, and because they did not love their life even when faced with death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的宝血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
Satan came to grab them, and they said, the blood of Jesus. Satan couldn't do it.
撒旦过来想抓住他们，他们就说耶稣的宝血，撒旦就不能碰他们。
So Satan says, I'm going to huff and I'm going to puff and I'm going to blow your church down.
撒旦说我在那边耀武扬威要吹气要把你的教会摧毁。
And so the church has held up the testimony of Jesus and he couldn't do it.
然后教会就在那边高举耶稣的见证他就不能够来摧毁教会。
And Satan said, I'm going to kill you.
撒旦说我要杀掉你。
They said, we're not afraid to die.
然后他们说我们不怕死。
And Satan had no weapons against these simple children of God.
这些简单单纯的神的儿女，撒旦拿他们一点办法都没有。
That's why Satan's chasing after them.
这是为什么撒旦就在那边拼命地追他们。
And the whole time he's chasing them, he can't get them. Because nature itself is helping them escape and hide in the wilderness during the time.
他拼命地追，但是他却永远追不上。因为就连大自然都在那边帮助神的儿女。
Isn't that a beautiful picture?
这是不是一个美好的图画呢?
Listen.
听。
Be faithful to the Lord in such a way that you, as God's people, as an assembly, can bear the testimony of Jesus.
我们要向着神忠心到一个地步,作为一个教会,我们要托住耶稣的见证。
And if that is your heart, Satan cannot touch you.
如果你真的有这样的心，撒旦没有办法摸你。
And if you're touched, it's because the Lord had a higher purpose for you.
如果真的被摸到了，那是因为神对你有一个更高的旨意。
So those who bear the testimony are borne up by the Lord Himself.
所以那些为耶稣做见证的人是被耶稣自己所保守。
But the final thing I want to say is this.
最后我想说的是
that those who bear the Lord's testimony bear it.And bring the whole matter of the church into glory.
那些持守住耶稣基督的见证的人，他们就把整个的教会带到荣耀里。
Now we have a wonderful picture of the testimony of Jesus in chapter 21 of Revelation.
启示录21章在这边给我们看见一幅美丽的图画，关于耶稣的见证。
God, when He created this world and when He created man, had a purpose.In his heart, and now we see it fulfilled.
当神创造这个世界、创造人的时候，他有一个荣耀的目的。现在我们就看见这个目的已经实现。
If the Lord can find His church holding the testimony of Jesus tonight, the Lord Jesus will come back.
如果神的教会就在今天晚上能够高举托住耶稣的见证，我们的主今天就要回来。
When Jesus can see himself in his people, he will say, they are ready.
当耶稣能够看在他的儿女们说，他在他的儿女们的身上，所以他就说教会已经装扮整齐了。
These matters are very near.
这件事情已经非常的接近。
But look at God's purpose fulfilled.
我们来看一看神的旨意实现的光景。
We'll just notice a few things in chapter 21.
我们只看几个方面。
Begin the first verse.
第一节。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there's no longer any sea.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. She's ready for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne. Now who could that be?
我听见有大声音从宝座出来，这是谁说的话呢？
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will no longer be any death, neither will there be any mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
God our Father is happy.
我们的父神在这边欢心。
He can dwell among men.
他可以住在人间。
They have been glorified sons who can dwell with him.
那些得到荣耀的儿子们都能够来荣耀他。
Because of his firstborn son and his finished work, now there are many sons who can dwell with God.
因为这位长子已经得胜了，已经得荣了，他也带着许多的儿子们进到荣耀里边。
Man was always meant to be a dwelling place of God.
神造人的目的就是要成为神的居所。
And now here's a great corporate man, the New Jerusalem, that is dwelling with God and he with them in absolute union together.
这里我们看见新耶路撒冷所代表的这个团体的人，他们与神住在一起，完全的联合。
What a glorious testimony.
这是何等荣耀的一个见证。
What does it look like?
看起来像什么呢？
Let's just read two verses.
我们就读两处的圣经。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
The city, well, we should read verse 10, sorry.
第十节。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God.Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal and clear jasper.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Verse 18.
18节。
The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass.
墙是碧玉造的，城是晶晶的，如同明镜的玻璃。
Now, look at that picture.
看看这幅图画。
Here is a city, absolutely transparent.
这里有一座城是完全透明的。
It's not only pure gold, it's transparent gold.
不仅仅是金纯净的金子，而且是透明的金子。
Now I wonder why it's transparent.
我在这边想知道为什么是透明的。
Ah, well, we find out in a few verses, in verse 22.
过几段，我们就能看见这个答案。
And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple, And the city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb.
22节, 我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为神的为城的殿，那城内又不用日月光照，因为神的荣耀光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
Now look at that beautiful cubic city.
我们来看一看这个美美丽的这个立体的城市。
1500 miles by 1500 miles by 1500 miles. It's cubic. We know in the Bible that's the Holy of Holies.
它是一个正立方立体的立方的这样一个城市，有1500英里长宽高。我们知道这个就是那个代表至圣所。
And this is a spiritual city.
这是一个属灵的城。
I hope you're not looking forward to living in a city with streets of gold.
我希望你并不是期待着要去住在一个金金住的做的街道。
Because this is a picture of you and of me.
因为这个地方是一幅图画。是关于你的图画，是关于我的图画。
Living stones in a city that have been transformed into transparent gold.
活石被变化成透明的，啊，能够被建造成这样一座透明的城市。
And in the center of that city, you know, so that's what 750 miles in the middle.
所以在那个城的中间，大概750英里。750英里到那个中间
There's the lamp.
那个地方就是那个灯
It's the lamb.
就是羔羊
It's the glory of the lamb.
是羔羊的荣耀
And it shines through you and me.
然后就从你和我的身上就射出来
Oh, what a marvelous lamp.
这实在是一个何等美妙的灯
You and I will one day be a huge cubic lamp of transparent gold.
你和我有一天会变成一个巨大硕大无比的这个立方的 这样的一个灯台
You'll be able to look in everybody and see the light of the Lamb
你可以看每一个人都可以看见这个羔羊在羔羊的灯光
And verse 24 says And the nations will walk by its light and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it
24节说列国要在城的光里行走地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
And the nations will live by the glory of this New Jerusalem.
地上的列国都将因着新耶路撒冷的光辉在那里生活。
You are the New Jerusalem.
你就是这个新耶路撒冷。
And this is the final revelation in the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这就是启示录里边最后关于耶稣基督见证的启示。
He is united with his people.
他与他的儿女联合成一体。
He is the lamp, and they are, he is the light and the lamp, and they are, as it were, the lampstand.
他就是那个灯的光，他的儿女们就是那个灯台。
This is God's end.
这就是神的目的。
Now, who has a burden for the testimony of Jesus?
谁为着耶稣的见证心里有负担呢？
We need to be willing to hold up our Lord Jesus faithfully in this very, very dark world.
我们要在这个黑暗的非常黑暗的世界里边，要来高举耶稣的见证。
I live in Manhattan with a number of brothers and sisters.
我跟一些圣徒们居住在曼哈顿岛。
They're young brothers and sisters, but they have a real heart to witness to the people of Manhattan.
他们是很年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们有负担要跟曼哈顿的居民来分享主。
We've had some gospel meetings and we're talking about it and we're praying about it, how to find God's open door to preach the gospel to the people of Manhattan.
我们有一些福音的聚会，我们祷告寻求，看看主怎么样子为我们开门，我们能够跟曼哈顿的居民传福音。
Now one of the sisters tells a story.
有一位姊妹讲了一个故事。
After the prayer meeting, she went down to the local coffee shop.
祷告会以后，她去到一个咖啡店。
Now there was a guy before her online, and he was a very proud and kind of arrogant man, and he was giving the woman a hard time.
我们看他在那边遇见一位先生，他是看起来很高大、很骄傲的。他在那边难为一些女士们。
And as he was waiting for his order, he noticed our sister and a few other sisters. fellowshipping over at a table.
他在那边排队等候的时候，他看见了我们的姊妹在跟几个人传福音。
Now when our sister went up to get her coffee,
当姊妹过去拿她的咖啡的时候
，this guy says, "What are you guys doing over there talking?"
然后这个先生就说，你们在那边说什么呢
？And our dear sister said, "Well, to be truthful with you, we're just talking about Jesus."
所以告诉你实话，我们在那边谈论耶稣。
And she said that his countenance completely changed.
姊妹告诉我们，他的脸色马上就变了。
Do you mean you really have something like that to talk about?
你真的是有关于耶稣，你真的有那样的事，那么多事情可说吗
？Maybe I need to talk about Jesus.
也许我也应该来谈一谈关于耶稣的事。
Now they never saw the guy again.
当然他们后来再没有见过这位先生。
I'm just making a simple point.
我只是想说明一个点。
In this dark world,
在这个黑暗的世界
there are people so hungry for truth.
人们是那样子的饥渴要来寻找真理。
Even when they see some people enjoying talking about Jesus, they're attracted to the light.
当他们看见有些人在那边很享受的在那边谈论耶稣的时候他们的心都要受到吸引。
Who?Has a burden for the testimony of Jesus.
谁为着耶稣的见证心里边有负担
You are the one who will be kept through all of the opposition.
你就会在所有的逼迫里边要蒙神的保守
Many brothers and sisters will be satisfied with the good, with Shiloh, but you want the best, the glory of the Lord in the midst.
很多弟兄姊妹就是为了一些好的事情为着示罗所代表的就心满意足了但是你却要羡慕那上好的
Who has a burden for the testimony of Jesus?
谁为着耶稣的见证心里边有负担
he who begins by defining the church according to God's thought and not man's
他要开始来为教会下定义是照着神的意念而不是照着人的眼光
Now who is able to bear the testimony of Jesus?
那谁到底可以承受耶稣的见证
He who has an ear
是那些有耳可听的人
To listen to the Spirit
能够听见圣灵要说的话
He who is willing to repent of anything that stands in the way of the testimony
是那些甘愿为着任何拦阻神见证的事情来悔改的人
Jesus says to those who overcome
耶稣说那些得胜的
When he looks at his church, he's not looking for perfection.
当他看他的教会的时候，他不是在寻找完美。
But he's looking for the perfecting process in that church.
他是在那边看见成圣的那个过程。
He's looking for the Holy Spirit's hammering going on in the midst.
他是在那边看见圣灵在那边敲打教会的那个过程。
He's looking for people who together are willing to not be believers of the lie of their self-life, but rather to live for the Lord Jesus.
他是在那边寻找那些不愿意活继续活在撒旦的谎言里面的人，而是愿意把自己分别出来为耶稣而活的人。
One day soon,
很快
God's purpose will be fulfilled.
神的旨意就要成就了。
And he's waiting even now.For those who are holding the testimony of Jesus.
就在现在他仍然在那边等候那些愿意来承受托住耶稣见证的人。
None of us are perfect.
我们没有任何人是完美的。
There is no assembly that's perfect.
没有任何的聚会是完美的。
But what's your heart?
但是你的心到底如何?
I've really appreciated what our brother Godwin has been sharing about faithfulness.
我非常感谢主我们的孙弟兄分享为忠心这件事
I say amen to all of those matters he's talking about being faithful.
所有他说到忠心的这些事情我都阿们
This matter of holding the testimony of Jesus is not just a sentimental thing.
托住耶稣基督的见证这件事情不只是一种情感上的事情
It involves the work of the cross, the work of the Spirit.
必须要有十字架在里头必须要有圣灵的工作在里头
The Lord is awaiting for the bride to make herself ready.
我们的主在等候新妇要让自己装饰整齐。
And this is her job, to hold the testimony of Jesus.
是教会的责任，是新妇的责任，要托住 耶稣的见证。
May the Lord help us in these last days.
愿主在这末后的日子里边帮助我们。
Even now, He's raising up people all over this world, willing to pay the price.
就在现在，他也在全世界各地兴起他的儿女，愿意付上这个代价。
Who are running in order to gain the reward?
他们愿意在那边奔跑，为着要来得奖赏。
So may we be faithful here as well.
愿我们在这里的人也一样忠心。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we all love the Gospel of John because we can just see Jesus.
主，我们实在是爱慕约翰福音，因为我们能够看见我们的主耶稣。
When we see him, we say, "Oh, look at God. That's really God."
我们看见他，我们就说，看神，他真是神。
Oh, look at man. That's really man.
哦，看这个人，他是真人。
And now you want us as your people to hold that testimony up in this world.
但是你希望你的儿女能够在这个世界里面把它彰显出来。
We know that the father of lies would want us to be put down.
我们知道这个说谎之人的父愿意我们把主耶稣的见证放下。
But every time the testimony of Jesus is born, Satan sees he is a defeated foe.
但是每一次当耶稣的见证被彰显出来的时候，撒旦就看见自己被打败。
So give us the heart and the courage to be faithful to the end.
愿你给我们这颗心，给我们勇气，使我们能够忠心到底。
Called, chosen, faithful.
蒙召、被选、有忠心。
For Jesus' sake, we pray.
靠着耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.